Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day. I tell you, God is just so good and worthy to be praised this morning when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Oh, I tell you, it's another week the Lord has kept us in. He's kept us, oh God, only him has kept you, is keeping you, is blessing you right now. You know, some people say, you know, the Lord ain't blessing me, but hey, you may not be able to see what the Lord has done for me and doing, but he's blessing you right now and me. He didn't have to let us live to see another day, but he woke us up this morning and started us on our way, and we thank him on today. He's worthy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your angels that encamps all around about us. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you minister to our hearts in a special way. God, we see the signs of judgment all around about us. God, we see that the time is winding up and you're soon to come, oh God. We pray for the sensitive nation that have turned their hearts away from truth and leaders that are leading people away and astray, oh God. We pray that their trees would be chopped down like Nebuchadnezzar, oh God, that people be able to see you high and lifted up before time is too late. God, we pray for those that are have lost loved ones on today, those that are sick in their bodies on today, that you are a healer on today. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. We pray for sensitive minds, oh, God. We pray for those that are suicidal, oh, God. And oh, God, we just pray for the sensitive nation that have turned their hearts away from truth. You said a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. God, we pray on today that you will save, set free, and deliver before time is too late. Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the listeners on today that you'll unstop their ears, that they will be able to hear life, which is in the word of God on today. God, we pray that you think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay on today. Destroy the yokes of the enemy in people's lives on today. For your word is life, oh God. Your word is truth, and we thank you for it on today. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes. As I said, we go from one week to the next. I tell you, it's, oh, there's some that was here last week not here today. Some that was here on yesterday that's not here today. Some that got up, didn't wake up this morning. Oh, my God. We thank God for new mercy and new grace. Time is winding up. So much is going on. Violence filling the land. It's sin in the camp everywhere. Oh, my God, but you still got time today. You know, he said, choose you this day whom ye will serve. You have a choice on today. Who will you serve? Which road will you choose? Will you choose righteousness over unrighteousness? Will you choose holiness or unholiness? Which will you choose on today? I tell you, I just get me so disturbed from stuff that I see over the week and every day, and violence, and, you know, just so much going on. And, oh, so much to talk about, so much you want to shake people and waken them before time is too late and say, wake up, wake up. Can't you see what is going on around about you and how God wants to save you? He wants to raise you up. He wants to use you for his glory in this last and evil day. Oh, yes. I just thank God. I just thank God. As I say, you know, it's just so much going on, you know, around about us and everything. And you look at the church and church world and, oh, my God, how everything has just been turned upside down, inside out. Oh, yes, you may say, well, she said the same thing over and over. Well, the same thing is happening. It's the same word that's going to, you're going to need to save your soul. The word ain't changed. He said, I'm still the same. He said his word is still the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. So I don't have a new word for you. It's the same word that was over 2,000 years ago. It's the same word that took to say your mama and grandmama and your auntie and all those that gone on before. It's the same word you're going to need to save you. The word has not changed, y'all. I know they're saying God's doing a new thing. Oh, my God. If it's new, it's not true. Pay attention to what's going on around about you. The spirit of deception is all around. Betrayal is everywhere. People, you can't trust them. You can't trust their word. Their word is no good. Lord have mercy, I'm telling you. Oh, but keep your trust in the true and living God. Continue to watch and pray like never before. Seek God like never before. You know, seek the Lord. I mean, the devil, he knows he has but a short time. He using people. He's using a lot of people. I mean, the word of God say, who has bewitched you? So who? It's a person. You know, I'm telling you, and every time I turn around, T.D. Jakes, you know, he the ringleader. All this stuff just took place when all this mega mess and woman dollar loose and all this stuff came out. And when he came to the forefront, nobody said, why is this man saying get ready, get ready, get ready? Get ready for what? Get ready. Look around you. Nobody asked that question. Everybody, this man, oh, he's so prolific and so profound. Oh, my God. You know, get ready, get ready, get ready. Woman, thou are loose. I mean, well, if you was already saved, you supposed to have been already loose from yourself, loose from sin, delivered. But he took you right back in. I remember when he first came out and, you know, I really didn't, you know, really agree with him. But, you know, my husband, he kind of like, I ain't going into all that. But anyway, I just said, well, you know, I get a man a chance. You watch and pray. And that's what I did, watch and pray. And I'm telling you, the devil used him to come in and tear the church up. And that's why the church is like it is now. That's why they be saying he the next Billy Graham. You know, Billy Graham was worldwide too, you know, and stuff speaking into people's lives and stuff. But these people were paid to deceive you. They was paid to take you out, to destroy you, to take you away from truth. That's why he was saying, woman, thou art loose. He was going to loose you from the truth. You know, if you were saved already, God had already set you free from, you know, some of them was prostitutes, some was drunks, some was dope addicts and, you know, drug addicts and, you know, and promiscuous and all of that. But God has set you free and you come and let this man tell you you need to be loose. It ain't but two sides, two kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of Satan. You know, so if you was already loose and delivered from your sin, then, you know, and already been born again, so where are you going to lose to? Go right back into what you said God brought you out from. I'm telling you, people did not watch and pray. He came and brought in a lot of stuff into the churches today with those plays and stuff. Like, you know, the guy was, I was like, what in the world when he first came out? And they, you know, was showing all the, you know, he was going into the prisons and, you know, and the women that was in prison and men that was in prison that had been bound, you know, from, you know, doing things that, that, you know, land them there, you know, and stuff. But he knew exactly what to get into their emotions and stuff. I mean, women that had been raped and stuff. And then he made this play with, you know, this guy supposed to molest this little girl. And, oh, my God, and they were cussing in the play. I said, well, he's talking about keeping it real. Oh, my God. I said, all you got to do is just get the devil a little opening. He'll put his whole body in. And that's exactly what he did. You know, he went to hurting women, abused women, and hurting men. Because you got men that's hurting just like this, some of these women, you know, been too traumatized and been raped just like women. Men get raped too. And, you know, speaking into these people's lives and hitting exactly where they were hurting at, their emotions and stuff. And they got taken away. Woman, thou art loose. And now if you look around, look at the church. Look at the women. Everybody done took their clothes off. Just back into the garden. Oh, my God. I mean, even when Adam and Eve, they recognized that they were naked, they clothed themselves. So, see, that's what the enemy wanted to do. You use the serpent to take you back. Yeah, so now people going back to stuff you said God delivered you from, you know, God deliver you from something. He don't want you to go back in it. If you was a drunk, you don't want to be a drunk again. You know, going out here and you can't think, you know, and you're not thinking clear. And you go do something crazy, get in your car and go and kill somebody. And I was just looking at that the other day, young man, you know, got behind the wheel. And most of the time, if they don't lose their lives, they take other people's lives. That's the enemy. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. You kill somebody. You're destroying somebody's family. You're destroying people's lives. You're making the child that has a mother lose her mother or her father. Come on. The devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. But God said, I come to give you life and that life more abundant. We need to wake up and see what's going on around about us. Who did the devil use? The Bible said, who has bewitched you, O foolish Galatian? Who has bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? They took you away from the word of God with all this stuff, woman thou art loose, and then Juanita Bynum, he used Juanita Bynum, no more sheets. And you look, everybody went back to bed. Everybody in the bed. The spirits, just everywhere, seducing spirits. The devil used seducing spirits to take you away from the truth. That's like the spirit of Balaam. That's that same spirit. You know, Balaam was a prophet from, Mesopotamia, Balaam was a prophet from Mesopotamia. Willing to use his God-given talent for financial gain. That's exactly what he's doing. Doing the same thing. You know, he was paid to deceive you, paid to take you away from truth, to seduce you. That's a spirit of seduction, to manipulate you. That's what Balaam did. You know, he was a prophet, and he was counseling Balak. You know, Balak, to weaken the nation of Israel, you know, to bring in and push seductive and seducing spirits. And that's what you see today, people. It's just sexual everywhere. I mean, you can't even go on Facebook or any of those things without seeing people with, you know, half naked. You go to the beach and you can't go to the beach or walk down the street. People took all their clothes off, took you back to where you said God brought you from. Oh, my God, that's the spirit of Balaam. Was using him. Yeah, and he's using, still using him. You know, selling you out. And he just hooked up with Wells Fargo after he done mistreated the black folks. And, oh, my God, people need to wake up. Can't you see what's going on? Can't you see? Wake up. Now, I'm going to read this, you know, read the scripture. I'm telling you, the spirit of betrayal is everywhere. Lord have mercy. As I say, ain't no pastor and ain't no preacher, but I love God and I want to help somebody to see what's going on around us. Wake up. Wake up before it's too late. Spirit of deception. Matthew 26 and verse 1. Matthew 26 and verse 41, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord have mercy, devil know. He knew if he could use him to, you know, to come in like an angel of light, you know, because see now, if he came in the way he is right now, would nobody have followed him? No, nobody want to listen to him. But see, the devil, you know, has to come in, you know, preaching truth, have truth, and then take you out and lead you back into error. That's what the enemy does, to take you away from truth. Now, why is it that, you know, we've gone back? We've gone back to what we said God brought us from. Why? Why, if God set you free, why are you going back to be bound? Why are you letting somebody manipulate you and trick you in this last hour? You know? Let's go to Ezekiel. I just want to make some points here. Come on, y'all. Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Watch everything and everybody. I just read it. Watch. Watch. Watch who's talking to you, who's speaking in your life. Watch, pray, stay alert. Ezekiel 22 and verse 22. No, let's see, Ezekiel 22 and verse, Jesus. Like I say, I'm not no preacher, just hold on. Ezekiel and verse 26, 22 and 26. It says, her priests have violated my law. That's what these preachers doing now. He said, my priests have violated my laws and have profaned my holy things. They have put no difference between holy and profane. Neither have they showed difference between the unclean and the clean. They have hid their eyes from my Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. Oh, my God, down to verse 28 says, and her prophet has dabbled them with untemperable mortal, seeing vanity and divining lies unto them, saying, thus saith the Lord. When the Lord has not spoken, these people, I mean, have come in and crept in. I mean, you know, they were paid to do what they do. And Jude, let's go to Jude. I'm going through here real quick because sometimes I think I hold y'all, I guess, too long or whatever. But I just want to make some points to you to watch. Jude, which is right before Revelation, Jude said, look, in fourth verse, it's only one chapter, in the fourth verse says, for there are certain men crept in unaware who were before ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men. These people are not godly. Come on, I love all kinds of music, R&B, rock, jazz, you name it. Come on, y'all. When you get saved, behold, all things become new. You don't want them old songs, them old love songs, them songs you were listening to when you were doing things you know you ought not have been doing. You sleep with somebody else's wife, somebody else's husband, or somebody else's girlfriend or boyfriend. Come on, y'all. That music don't do nothing but take your mind back to the times you were doing things you know you ought not been doing with who you know you ought not been doing it with. These people are being deceptive. I mean, he's in the land. Like, I'm telling you, everywhere you look, you see Jace. And you see who is it connected to. Steve Harvey, his nasty talking self. Come on. Come on, y'all need to wake up. See who's connected to who. These pieces of the puzzles putting together. Come on, wake up, y'all. Come on. Don't be deceived. Come on. They betraying you. Just like they're betraying Jesus, and they betraying you from the truth, telling you woman thou are loose, and now look, everybody loose, the breasts out, butt out, everything is out. Holy jeans, preaching in holy jeans, oh my God, piercings everywhere, tattoos everywhere, everything that God called abomination is in the house now. What happened? Who brought it in? Who did the devil use? Who has bewitched you from the truth? Who was it? It was a person. Who was it? Who did the devil use? Who? And that church that he's in, the Potter's house, used to be by Green. He had went to prison for embezzling money or something. Anyway, I mean, so they went and got Jakes and brought him in. You know, so they wouldn't lose that money for that big old building. Over 30,000 people that can hold them in that building. Y'all don't do no research. Just take people's word. Whatever they say, y'all just jump. Just watch and pray. The Bible told us that in the last day, many shall be deceived. The spirit of deception was coming in, and the spirit of deception had to come in through somebody to deceive you, to take you away from truth. Just like when Adam and Eve was in the garden, the devil had to use the snake. The snake was, you know, was used to come in and deceive them, to take them away from God's will and plan for their lives. And the devil used Jesus to come in and to destroy you and to deceive you and take you away from the things of God. He said, the word of God said, we're in this world, but not of the world. Why is it now that everybody is just all, just believe in it, everything. Your standards just gone. Your morals gone. Your values gone. Don't care what you look like. Don't care what you wear. You don't care what you say. You don't care where you go. I mean, where did this come from? Why is everything just turned upside down so quickly? Who did it? Who did the devil use to change you, to take you away, when the word of God said lay aside every weight of sin? Then why is we going back to sin? I mean, what happened? Who? Who got you away? Who took you away? Who? Who did the devil use? Who did he use? Look around. They just got through talking about T.D. Jakes with P. Diddy and all these, come on, with Beyonce, come on, the world and the church together. The Bible said we're in this world but not of the world. Why is the world and the church hooking up together? What's going on? Who, I mean, what took place? It's the same thing, just like when Judah betrayed Jesus, and that's what he did. He betraying Jesus, taking you away, came in like he was for Jesus, working for Jesus. As we can see who he's working for now, it's all about money. Just what Judah betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Come on, it's all about money. Money ain't coming to you now, Thompson, and all them. Money coming to you now. Everything went from the gospel to money. went from, you know, you seeking God to you start seeking a house, a car, fame and fortune, name and all this? What happened? Who has been with you? Took you away from truth? Why you start seeking things when the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added unto you, can receive things. It's not that God don't want us to have things. He will give you things when you seek him first. But when you start seeking things and not seeking God, it's taking you away from the things of God so it can take you to hell. That's what the devil wanted to do. The Bible said, Isaiah said, look, hell has enlarged itself. Hell was not meant for sinners. I mean, was not meant for us, but hell was meant for the devil and his angels. Those angels that have fallen from him wanted to take over heaven. And now, you know, that's how these preachers come. They come in like they working for the Lord and they for the Lord and everything, but it really, that same spirit that was behind, you know, Judas, you know, it's all about money. People want fame and fortune. And that's, look, it's the same thing with the serpent. Lucifer, you know, he got kicked out because he wanted to take over. Everybody want to take over. That takeover spirit, betrayal, want to be great. You thank you, God, telling people there are many ways to God when the Bible said there's only one way, and that one way is Jesus. No other way. He said, if you come in the other way, you come as a thief and a robber. Come on. Wake up. These people are deceiving you. They don't care about your soul. It's all about them. He causing his children to pass through the fire. You know, Molech, you know, cause your children to pass through the fire. Devil don't care. They're so money hungry. You know, so into wanting the things of this world, you know, getting these trophies. And the trophy, everybody crying over a trophy, a metal trophy, a wood trophy, just standing there crying, living it up, talking about, I thank God. Yeah, they're talking about the God of this world system. But people think when they hear the word God, you automatically think they're talking about the God of heaven. No, they're talking about the God of this world. That offering them all this, they got the names all in the street and all that. The Bible says sin is in the street. The word is in the street. And that's what the devil wants to do, to take you away like a flood. When a flood comes in, it rushes in on you. You don't have time to think. You don't have time to go get nothing. It's going to take everything you got out. And that's what they're doing. The devil is using these ministers that are new age ministers. Have these men have not committed their lives to the Lord? Some of them are, you know, living different lifestyles and stuff, and they stand up preaching to you and laying hands on you. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. You better know who laying their hands on you. Dirty hands. Your hands have germs. Ain't this what your hands carry germs? You need to be careful who putting their hands on you in the spiritual realm as well as the physical. You know, you touch something, you get sick, you know, because you ain't cleaning your hands. People ain't washing their hands. They feeding you. Come on. You need to think. Time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for a ready church. And like I said, you know, these men have betrayed Jesus. They came in act like they were working for Jesus. I remember T.J. said, that when he went back, when he was in the church and he came out of the church, only one person came at him, and that was that lady. I can't think of her name right now, but she was one that, you know, he recognized as bringing him back into the church. But he still was hot. When you listen to him, he was upset that she was the only one that came looking for him, you know, after he came out of the church. So I'm telling you, people got issues with the church, things that happen to you in the church and you ain't forgot, you know, you got to forgive and live. You know, people, you know, forgot what they done and said to you, and they moving on and you still holding stuff. That stuff hold you and fold you and lead you down the wrong path. People don't want to forgive and live. People, you know, holding stuff, like I said, you know. But we're living in the last of evil days. Betrayal everywhere. Watch who's around you. Even in your house, the Bible said that your enemy will be of your foe in your house. The person in your house, just because you living with them and sleeping with them, don't mean that they for you. You need to watch and pray about everything and everyone. The Bible says right here in Matthew 26:48, it said, now he that betrayed him gave them a sign. Y'all better pay attention. Saying, whosoever I kiss. See, everybody kissing you ain't loving you. Listen here. He said, whosoever I kiss, the same as he. This is him. He said, okay, I'm gonna show you the sign. Whoever I kiss. So everybody kissing you ain't loving you, because see, here a Jew will get ready to betray Jesus, you know, for those 30 pieces of silver. You know, money talks and everything else, what they say. But, you know, and to people, they don't care. You know, like I said, they want a metal trophy that don't talk. They stand up there crying for a piece of metal. Crying. Don't song and song and, you know, and, oh, I thank God, you know, for a medal to put on your mantle to look at. It don't walk, it don't talk, it can't do nothing for you. When the Lord Jesus is doing everything for you, the breath that you breathe, he gave it to you. He can take it at any moment. We're looking to the wrong thing. We're looking to things and places. And oh, my God, it's just so much stuff going on. Like I said, money coming to you now. Look, I mean, people got so much money now. They don't want Jesus. You know, as long as he, you know, you doing whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do, and, you know, ain't nobody looking to try to go to heaven. And then Jake said, your heaven is right here on earth. Now, see, when he first came out, he never said that, because if he had said it back then, when you were really thinking and in the word of God and seeking God and praying more and, you know, and everything, the enemy wouldn't have been able to deceive you like he did. But because you stopped praying, he led you away from reading your word for yourself till you just go there and sit and listen to him saying stuff and mixing up scriptures. And one time, one week, he'll say, God wants you to look up high. And then next week, he'll say, God wants you to look down low. And you know, you ain't paying attention to what's being said to you. Get in your Bible and read the word of God for yourself so that you can be saved for real. It's a spirit of betrayal. And look what you did right here. He said, whosoever I shall kiss, the same as he, hold him fast. Grab him. That's what he's saying. I'm going to show you. You know, but, you know, you can't outsmart God. You know, Jesus already knew what was going to take place. And verse 49 said, and forthwith he came to Jesus and said, hail, master, and kissed him. Now, you walk with him, you talk with him, you saw the miracles. He saw the miracles that Jesus done. But still, people can be right around you and know truth. But, you know, the enemy talked to their mind, money coming to you now. And the wages of sin and the pay for sin is death. You can have all the money. I mean, they're rich people that kill themselves. They're, you know, so money ain't going to save you. You know, and it said, and Jesus said unto him, friend. So see, Jesus letting you know right there, people y'all calling friend, you better watch them. That's an example right there. He said, friend, watch who you're calling your friend. See, you know, pay attention to who you're calling your friend. And I used to tell my children all the time, I said, if you watch your friend, you don't have to worry about your enemy, because see, your enemy, you already know they hate you, so you ain't going to let them get but so close, and you ain't going to tell them nothing. But it's those so-called friends that are the ones that take you out. It's most of the time when a woman lose her husband or lose her boyfriend, it's from her friend. Those are the ones you tell everything to, what he like and who he like and where you go and all that kind of stuff. But right here, Jesus said right here, and Jesus said unto him, friend, wherefore art thou come? Ask him a question. Now, he called him a friend. So that's an example right there. Watch your friend. Who's your friend? Who you talking to? Who you telling everything to? Who's your, this is my bestie. Yeah, bestie watching everything you say and do. And get ready to take you out. And said, and lay hands on Jesus and took him. Then it said, and behold, one of them which were with Jesus struck his hand and drew his sword and struck it, a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Now, see, Peter, you know, he wanted to protect Jesus, but he was protecting him in the wrong way. He just cut the man's ear off and said, then Jesus said unto him, put up again thy sword. He said, put down, we don't need no weapon. He said, put it down into his place, and all they that took the sword shall perish by the sword. So, you see, sometimes when people get out here and they get shot or stabbed or whatever, and then later on, they stab somebody, and then later on you hear that they got shot or they got stabbed the same way that they did, you know, the other person. That's what, you know, so, you know, that's what he's saying. You know, he said, think thou that I cannot know. Now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels. Jesus could have called down, you know, and had the legions of angels, many angels come down and help him. But he said, but how then shall the scripture be fulfilled that thus it be must be? And saying, in the same hour, Jesus said to the multitude, to the many people that were standing around looking, are ye come out as against a thief with swords and stuff for to take me? He said, I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye lay no hold on me. He said, all this was done that the scripture of the prophet must be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. They left. They left. And he said, and they left. So, you know, everybody that's, you know, kissing you, that's what I want you to know. Everybody kissing you ain't loving you. Everybody kissing you ain't for you. You know, people kiss anybody. You know, Lord have mercy. They'll kiss a stranger, you know. So don't get excited because somebody kissing you thinking they love you, okay? And let's go over here to chapter 27. And when the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. Ain't that something? It said, and when they had bound him and led him away and delivered him into Pontius Pilate, the governor, and Judas, which had betrayed him. Now, see, Judas was one of the 12 disciples. But he betrayed Jesus, so he left with 11. Ain't that something? And Judah, which betrayed him. And these leaders are betraying Jesus, come out like they were for God and standing for his word and stuff. Woman, thou art loose. And then to come out after he left with the women, he come to the women first, just like Satan did in the garden. And then after that, then he come out with man's power. No, man don't have no power. We can do nothing. The Bible said we can do nothing without God. You don't have no power. All the power belongs to God. He gives us strength. But he has to flow through us. He has to use us. We can't move without him. We can't talk without him. We can't walk without him. We can't do nothing without God. You don't have no power. But these people look to Jason, look to these men like they God. They your God. They got to die just like you. They got to give an account just like you. They got to stand before God just like you. Don't put your trust in no man. Keep your trust in the true and living God. It's he that have made you and not you yourself. Not we ourselves. Jason ain't healed you. Jason ain't saved you. Jason can't keep you. What Jace can do is deceive you, and he's done that. Deceiving many, taking many away from truth, taking you away from the word of God, taking you to looking to him instead of looking to Jesus. Come to the potter's house like he's the potter. Jesus is the potter. God is the potter. We are the clay. He molding you and making you. No. It takes God. He's the one that made us. He molds us. He makes us. He shapes us. But the devil's using Jason them to try to reshape your mind. He had a series out called Shaping the Nation. Y'all don't pay attention. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're shaping your mind. Got you rethinking. You know, just like Satan when he went in the garden. He had Eve rethinking what God had said. Changing her belief system. Stop believing God. Stop obeying God. Stop doing what God said do and start doing whatever you want to do. You know? Go when she ate the apple, she told and gave it to her husband. She said, did anything happen? Nothing happened. Well, it didn't happen right then. And sometimes you sin and you think you're getting away and you feel like, hey, I've gotten away, but it didn't happen right then. But the truth comes out. Nothing here should not be revealed. Nothing. Things you've been hiding for years, you think ain't gonna never come out? Oh, no. It's coming out. He said, there's nothing here that should not be revealed. I don't care you saying you got secret society, secret this. We got secret brotherhood, and, you know, you can't tell nobody. And, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But people, believe you me, people tell. People talk. They're going to tell. You know, just a matter of time. Somebody going to tell. You know? But I'm telling you, the word of God, to be a lamp unto your feet. A light unto your path. Come on, get off that crooked road and get on the straight and narrow path. Come on, stop falling crooks. Follow the word of God. He's a lamp unto your feet. He's a light unto your path. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you into all truth. All truth, not some truth, but all truth. The spirit of deception is great in the land today. They're doing in and everything in God's house today. Yeah. You know, Judah betrayed him, and then, you know, but and then Peter, he denied him. But one thing about Peter, he confessed, and he changed, and he became the rock, solid rock, you know, because he stood on Jesus. Jesus, that rock, that strong foundation that you won't be moved. But see, Judah didn't do that. Judah betrayed Jesus, and then after he betrayed him for the money, and then realized it ain't worth it, and sometimes that's how people do, you know. You realize what you've done wasn't right, and then you want to change it. And that's what took place here. Judah betrayed Jesus, and then he felt bad about it. Then he went back and tried to get him the money. But see, once you do that and you cause somebody to die, it's called blood money. You know, So it's the same thing right here. This was considered blood money, but he felt bad about it, and then he went and killed himself. He hung himself. The word of God said he went and hung himself. He could have said, Lord, forgive me, and been saved. He walked with Jesus. He knew who he was. But the enemy, when he comes into your mind, he comes to deceive you, take you away, to kill, steal, and destroy you. And that's what he did to Judah. He betrayed him. He destroyed him. For what he done, he destroyed him. He could have took up the word of God. You know? But he destroyed him. And the devil wants to destroy you today. He wants to kill you. He wants to destroy you. And then when Judah had did that and betrayed Jesus and tried to get him the money back, let's read that. And Judah, when he had betrayed him, when he saw that he was condemned, repented himself and brought again the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and elder, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. This innocent man, that's what he said. And they said, this is what they said to him, you know, after, you know, he wanted the money, to get the money back. He said, what is that to us? See how they do? He said, what is that to us? He said, you want to give us the money back. He said, see thou that? He said, and he had cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hung himself. He killed himself. The devil wants you to kill yourself. The devil wants to take you out. He don't love you. The devil hates you. He wants you to go to hell with him. He wants to destroy people's lives. You need to wake up. The devil had you doing things to hurt yourself, to kill yourself. And then hell going to be your home. The Bible said hell has enlarged itself. It has not enlarged itself for you, but it will be for you because you're following Satan. You need to wake up. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He's close to you right now. He says his hand's not too short that he can't reach you. I don't care what you've done, where you've been.
His hand is not too short to save you from your sin. Whatever sin you've been in, whatever sin you're in, God will save you from your sin. He will come in if you just open up your heart and let him in. He said, I'm knocking at the door of your heart. He's not going to break in like a thief when, you know, when you don't know a thief come and just break in your house and take your stuff and steal your stuff. No, he's going to give you a will to let him in and take control over your house, your body, your soul, your mind today. The Bible said, and he cast down the pieces of silver and in the temple and departed and went out and hung himself. And the chief priest took the silver pieces and said, it is not lawful for us to put them into the treasury, back in the, into the money thing. He said, because this is the price of blood. And this is what people use on the street when they say, that's blood money, man. You know, I can't do that. You know, it's blood money. And that's what they're talking about when you hear them in the street talking about, you know, man, you're going to kill somebody for that. You know, that's blood money. Oh, my God. Yes. And then let's go over to 27 and 22. And Pilate said, let's see, do I want to start that? Wait a minute. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And 17 said, therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom will ye that I release unto you, Barnabas or Jesus, who is called Christ? And I'm saying today, who do you want to be released to? It said, for ye know that the evil that has delivered him, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have thou nothing to do with this just man? This was Pilate's wife saying, she knew that Jesus hadn't done nothing. She called him a just man. She said, but look, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. See how people do? You know, innocent man, you know? And said, but the chief priests and the elders pursue the multitude, all the people, and they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. That's what it said. Uh-huh. So they wanted to destroy Jesus. And, you know, let Barabbas go. It said, and the governor asked and said unto them, whether in the twine will ye that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, what shall I do with them, with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said unto him, let him be crucified. So they wanted the innocent. They wanted Jesus, the innocent one. And that's what's taking place today. The church is crucifying Jesus. They mocking him. They doing everything. It's sad what the church has become today. That's why he said judgment must begin in the house of God, because of all the mess that were going to come in the house of God. You know how they was going to come in and try to destroy the church, destroy the house of God. It said, and the governor said, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. See, let him be crucified. Innocent, Jesus. And when Pilate saw that he was prevailed against, see, Pilate, he really didn't want to, but because, you know, the people was, you know, multitude, and even his wife, you know, shouting, you know, crucify Jesus, crucify Jesus. And Pilate said, and he had prevailed again. I mean, prevailing nothing, and he couldn't win, you know, because he kept asking, you know, which one, Barabbas or Jesus? You know, Barabbas or Jesus? And then when Pilate said, look, but that rather a torment was made, He took water and washed his hand before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. So right here, you know, it's just like when you hear people say, man, I don't wash my hand. I gave up. I washed my hand to it. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I ain't going to say nothing. You know, you be with somebody and they try, you know, you're trying to explain, you know, and try to figure out which one is the right one and stuff. And they say, look, I washed my hand, man. I can't deal with it. I ain't messing with it no more. And this is the same thing that Paul was saying right here. So he said, and then answered all the people and said, his blood be on us and on our children. See how people do? Betraying Jesus. They didn't even care. They said, let the blood be on us. Let the blood be on our children. And that's what's taking place today. When you look around in the church today, I mean, the children don't know right from wrong. They're looking at the parents in there, and they're doing in and everything in God's house. The children jumping, they jumping, you know, without the anointing, without the presence of God, just doing in and everything, saying in and everything. I mean, the house of God, oh, my God, don't look like the house of God. It's just filthiness everywhere. The Bible says in Revelation 18, let's go there. Revelation, I'm going to be through in a few minutes. Revelation 18, let's go there. I get upset when I see what's taking place in the house of God and people did not keep their guard up. They didn't watch and did not pray like the Bible told us to. He had already warned us that in the last days, perilous time was come. The many of people love with wax cold, and you see that, and they, you know, they'll be doing in and everything in the house of God in this last hour. We see that right here, chapter 18 of Revelation. Talking about the fall of Babylon. You look around, look at the fall of the church, the fall of America, the fall of people around you. It says in the second verse, it said, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and is fallen and is become and has become a habitation of devil in God's house. It's a habitation of devils in God's house, and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. It said for all nations, look around, not just America, but all the nations are come together and drunk in the wine. Everybody drunk. They so intoxicated, don't know what to do. You can't think clear, just doing in and everything, just going to destroy yourself. Man is going to destroy himself. There's going to be a war. It said, and drunk in the wine of the wrath of fornication. And when and you sleeping with everybody when you fornicating, everybody connecting with everything and everybody spiritually, you know, as well as physical. It said, and the merchants of the earth is waxed rich and through abundancy of their delicacy. Money everywhere. I mean, money and materialism and, you know, people just wanting to get, you know, seeking sex and money and fame and name and everything but God. And the Bible says in the fourth verse, it said, and I heard another voice from heaven, saying, come out of her. He's telling you to come out today. Come out. Come out of her, my people. He's talking to his people. He said, come out of her, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that ye receive not her plague. Y'all better come on out. Come on out. Come out from amongst them. Come out before time is too late. Come out. I mean, you keep hanging around with dirt, you're going to become dirt. It said, he that's filthy, let him be filthy still in Revelation. And he that's holy, let him be holy still. He that's righteous, let him be righteous still. You better come on out. Come on out. Then the Bible says in verse 26, back to Matthew 27, and verse 26, then released he Barabbas unto them. And when he was scorned Jesus, and delivered him to be crucified, and the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered him unto him and whole band, the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put him on a scarlet robe. This is what they did to Jesus. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, then put it upon his head and a reed on his right hand, and they bowed their knees before him and mocked him. And that's what they're doing today. Jason, them are mocking Jesus, doing all, I mean, they doing some of everything in the house of God and out of the house of God. I'm telling you, sin in the camp. Sin is in the camp, doing any and everything. They doing the same thing right now, mocking Jesus. Hail, King of the Jews. Making mockery. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smoked him in the head. Look at, just imagine this. And after they had mocked him, and they took the robe off from him and put on his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Lord have mercy. The church is crucifying Jesus all over again. Crucifying him. Mocking him. Doing everything in God's house that's displeasing to him. Eli's sons was doing in and everything in the house of God. You, just like Jamal, you know, they were sleeping with the women in the church and having babies out of wedlock and all that stuff. Just defiling God's house, defiling his temple with all the mess that's going on and mockery and stuff. And verse 40 says, let me see. I want to go and read too much. Y'all need to go and read these scriptures. But it said, in verse 4, it said, and saying, thou that destroyed the temple and built it, and thou destroyed the temple. No, let's go to verse 39. And they that passed by reviled him, and wagging their head, shaking their head, and saying, thou that destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save thyself. They mocking him and say, okay, save yourself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Come on. Come on down. Likewise, also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and the elders. Look. The same message taking place today. Religious system. In the house of God, these men not saved. They're just religious, you know? Gifts are without repentance. Jace has a gift to preach. A lot of them have gift to preach, but lifestyle is just totally messed up, like Eli's sons, and they was in the house of God doing any and everything in the house of God, bringing strange fire in the house of God, like Nadab and Abihu, bringing in strange gods, strange things going on in the house of God. Look around you. Strange things are happening in God's house. And all in the name of Jesus. It's not the Jesus of Nazareth. It's another Jesus. It's not the Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, my God. Wake up. The hour's getting late. It's getting dark. It's getting darker. Perilous times has come. Many shall be deceived in the last hour. Many are being deceived. And it don't have to be you. The Judas kiss. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray on today, God, that the word of God would touch somebody's heart, change their hearts, change their minds, change their lives, save their souls before time is too late. Draw them to the foot of the cross saying, what must I do to be saved before it's too late? Oh, God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the sin-sick nation that turned their hearts away from truth, walking in error, oh, God. We pray for those that are still yet holding on. Oh, God, help them to continue to hold on, oh, God, for we know that the enemy wants those that he have that have walked away, oh, God. He wants those back, and those that he don't have, oh, God, he wants those that he wants, oh, God, he wants to keep, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over atmospheric spirits that come to try to hinder the word of God from you hearing the words of life, from being set free from the hands of the enemy in this last and evil day. I pray, God, that you'll minister to us. You'll minister to me, that I may minister to those around about me, that I may be salt and light in the midst of darkness in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus. We know that the enemy knows that he's running out of time, oh, God, and that you're soon to come. And you're knocking at the door of people's hearts today if they would just let you in. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated,
God is exalted, the Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord, and he's soon to come. The ready church. God bless.